You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, cats and kittens, I'm Matt the Cat, your jukebox operator, welcoming you to another Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. It's the soul that came before rock and roll. This week, it's my third and final show on the Clovers, the R&B vocal group from Washington, D.C. that took the rhythm and blues charts by storm in 1951 with number one hits Don't You Know I Love You So, Fool, 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 and 1952's big number one, Ting-a-Ling. They went through a couple of lead vocalist changes when their original lead singer, Buddy Bailey, was drafted into the Army. Charlie White, who had been with the Dominoes and the Checkers, sang lead on a couple of Clovers classics like Lovey Dovey and Good Lovin'. Then Billy Mitchell joined the group to sing on Clover staples like Your Cash Ain't Nothing But Trash. Finally, though, Buddy Bailey was out of the Army, Billy Mitchell stayed in the group, and the quartet became a quintet. Throughout part one and part two, I've played both the A and B sides of every single the Clovers released in chronological order. We ended part two with their January 1956 release, Devil or Angel, which went to number three on the R&B charts. It marked a new direction for the group. It was lighter and poppier, and seemed to have more of the flavor of what would be known as doo-wop singing. The Clovers were the most successful rhythm and blues vocal group from 1951 through 1955. But now, it was January of 1956, and the hits were few and far between. This was because rock and roll was starting to break across the country. Black music was going mainstream, trying to attract the attention of the white teenage record-buying public. Atlantic Records would try and soften the Clover sound by adding a background chorus. We'll get to that a little later. Let's kick off this week's show with one of the last hit records by the Clovers. This one went to number 8. It's the flip side of Devil or Angel, which closed last week's show. Let's begin part 3 on the Clovers with Hey Doll Baby, January 1956. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the juke in the back.
I wanna tell you all about my troubles. What you been doing since your man's been a gone? Tell me how you feel since your man's back home.
Hey, doll baby, listen to me.
Hey, doll baby, who's coat hanging in my closet? I can't remember when I bought it. Tell me that your brother was here today. I don't wanna take it no other way.
Hey, doll baby.
I'm the same man that made you, but that's why I'll never trade you. Walking around here looking so fine, you're just about to make me lose my mind. Hey, doll baby, are you ready for some love and kissing? How many have I been missing? It ain't been long, but I've been blue. I just wanna have a talk with you.
Hey, doll baby, listen to me.
Walk around here looking so fine, you're just about to make me lose my mind. Hey, doll baby, make up your mind for love's sake. We don't have no time for mistakes. Roll back the rug and nail up the door. I ain't gonna leave you never no more.
Hey, doll baby.
Thank you.
The Clovers, released in May of 1956. That would be the Clovers' last major hit. It went to number 4 on the R&B charts, and amazingly, it crossed over and became the Clovers' first pop hit, peaking at number 30. Did you notice that chorus of singers behind the Clovers on that record? At the time, Jerry Wexler, who was the main producer at Atlantic Records, had this idea that putting a chorus behind his R&B acts would get them more pop radio play. He did this to Chuck Willis, Clyde McFadder, Ruth Brown, Big Joe Turner, and the Clovers. Looking back, all that chorus really did was dilute the sound of these great R&B acts, and it didn't even guarantee them pop hits either. It's kind of a failed experiment, but it does represent a time in music history. Now let's flip that top 5 R&B single over and hear its B-side. Your Tender Lips, which is a duet between Buddy Bailey and Matthew McWhater. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the third and final part of my Clovers feature, this week on The Juke in the Back.
Can't do without him. bottom of my heart comes a message just for you, and I promise to be true. From the bottom of my heart, see the glow in my eyes, see the happiness in my smile, and I'm satisfied with your love. From the bottom of my heart. Now, when I saw you coming down the street, I said, that's the girl for me. The blues held me a prisoner for a long, long time. Well, at last you set me free. From the bottom of my heart comes a message just for you, and I promise to be true. The girl for me. The blues held me a prisoner for a long, long time. Well, at last you have set me free. From the bottom of my heart comes a message just for you, and I promise to be true.
The classic From the Bottom of My Heart, The Clovers. That was released in August of 1956 on Atlantic Records and features Billy Mitchell singing the lead vocal. The tune was written by Chuck Willis and also recorded by the Five Keys, but Capitol Records didn't issue a Five Keys single of it at the time. They did, however, put it out later in 1962 as a 45. Although I really dig that song, it would start a long dry spell of Clover singles that didn't chart that would last until 1959, when Love Potion number 9 hit number 23 on both the pop and R&B charts. As we flip From the Bottom of My Heart over, we find Buddy Bailey back again singing lead on Bring Me Love. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the soul that came before rock and roll. This is the Juke in the Back.
There's such a ways of moonlight since you walked out the door.
Please come back,
won't you
please come back?
Bring me love, all your love, your love once more. I never meant to hurt you. Now pride keeps us apart.
You must know
need you so. Bring me love, all your love, your love, sweetheart.
Can't you see
how I want you?
Can't you see
how I care? Oh please, come back to me.
Need your kiss.
Need your touch,
need you oh, so much.
I can't go on without you. I miss you from the start.
How I pray
that someday
you say,
bring me love,
bring me love,
all your love, your love.
sweetheart. Can't you see how I want you? Can't you see how I care? Oh, please, come back to me. Need your kiss,
need your touch,
need you all, oh, so much.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Ken Farger. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the juke in the bag.
Darling, The Clovers, a single from November of 1956, featuring Buddy Bailey singing lead. It was right around this time that Atlantic Records issued The Clovers' first LP. It was simply called The Clovers and retailed for $4.98. It featured many charting hits from The Clovers' glory days, like Don't You Know I Love You So, Little Mama, Hey Miss Fanny, Ting-a-Ling, Crawlin', and their last hit, Love, Love, Love. The record sold well and is quite a collector's item today. If you have an original 1956 pressing, it's worth about $250. Atlantic repressed the LP on its red label in 1959. That version's only worth about $75. So if you need a little extra cash, start combing through your attic. Since I'm playing every A and B side by the Clovers, we'll hear the B side of Baby Baby Oh My Darling as this week's Great 78. So right now, let's move on to their next single release. Atlantic issued it in March of 1957. It features a nice sound departure for the Clovers on the B-side, and a tune called You Good-Lookin' Woman, which even includes a harmonica. We'll hear that one in a moment. Let's start with its flip side. Here comes Romance. It's the third installment of my feature on the Clovers, this week on The Juke in the Back.
You're not even ready. I can't stay steady with that look in your eyes.
Look in your eyes.
Let me put my arms around you. A little loving and a kissing won't harm you. You're good looking, woman. You're so inviting with that look in your eyes.
Look in your eyes. Get your coat. Come on and go out with me. We won't
have a time. I buy you a steak with a cherry wine. We go to the club with a low dim light
and never stop dancing till we're like a kite.
Please come with me, then you will see the times we'll have. I'll show you how we'll go around all over town. The time we'll have, I'll show you how. You cute little cutie, you're sweet like wine and fruity. You're winking and you're blinking, it keeps me thinking with that look in your eyes.
Look in your eyes.
You better act right now, baby. I'm gonna love you and I'll kiss you like crazy. You're good looking woman, you know what's coming with that look in your eyes.
Look in your eyes.
Get your coat. Come on and go out with me, we will. I have a time. I'll buy you a steak with a cherry wine. We'll go to the club with a low dim light
and never stop dancing till we're like a kite.
please come with me. Then you will see the time we'll have. I'll show you how.
The Clovers, with kind of a different sound on that record. That's You Good Looking Woman, from March of 1957. It seems like during this time, the Clovers would try anything to get back on the charts. Unfortunately, they were unsuccessful. None of these records were charting. The Clovers did have the privilege of being part of Alan Freed's first live TV special. It was held on May 4th, 1957. It was kind of testing out the audience to see if Alan Freed could host a weekly TV show. Remember, he actually did host a weekly TV show, but it only lasted for 4 episodes because of that notorious incident where Frankie Lyman was dancing with a white girl. But that's a story for another show. Appearing with the Clovers on this first live TV special were Guy Mitchell, June Valley, Sal Mineo, the Del Vikings, and Screamin' Jay Hawkins. What a show that must have been. The Clovers' second-to-last recording session for Atlantic Records was held on April 18, 1957. They cut this Wilbert Smith composition, which would become their next single, issued in May of 57. Here's I Love You. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging on the Clovers, this week on The Juke in the Back.
Love you all the time. I just wish that you were mine. 'Cause I love you.
What?
Sounds like the Clovers are really trying to tap into that young, record-buying teenage market. That's so young. The flip side of I Love You, issued in May of 1957. Their time at Atlantic Records was running out, but not before they could release, in my opinion, one of the Clovers' best records, Down in the Alley. It was recorded at their last session for Atlantic Records, held on July 26, 1957. Down in the Alley is a song that had been around the group for quite some time. They recorded the first version of this song in 1953, but it never was released. Here, all the guys are singing together in unison, and it's just got some of those great killer lyrics written by Jesse Stone. Like, I'll plant you now and dig you later, 'cause you're a fine sweet potato. We'll have a ball and that ain't all, down in the alley. Man, that's a place I wanna be. It's really too bad that this record came so late in the Clovers' career, because I think Down in the Alley's got hit written all over it. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'm featuring every A and B side by one of the greatest vocal groups in the history of rhythm and blues, the Clovers. Here we are in August of 57, going down in the alley.
Just rockin' and reelin', we'll get that feelin' down in the alley. Oh, baby G, I'll plant you now and dig you later, 'cause you're a fine sweet potato. We'll have a ball and that ain't all, down in the alley, just you and me. The clock is striking a mournful sound. This time of evening, my love come down. That's when I'm missing your kind of kissing, down in the alley, that's where I'll be.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring the Clovers. Let's go back a little ways and play the flip side of their 1956 single, Baby Baby Oh My Darling. This song, A Lonely Fool, was cut on June 7th, 1956, and it features both Buddy Bailey and Billy Mitchell. It's this week's Great 78. Here are the Clovers with A Lonely Fool.
Lonely, lonely,
I'm a lonely fool, walking,
walking
by myself to cry. I'm a lonely fool, smiling. A lonely fool am I. For when a fool is smiling, he smiles because the tears have all gone dry.
Listening to the Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
There's no tomorrow when love is new. Now is forever when love is true. So kiss me and hold me tight. There's no that moment that tonight is great. There's no tomorrow when love is new. Now is forever when love is true. So kiss me and hold me tight. There's no tomorrow, there's just
what a great solid single from August of 1957. That's the Clovers with There's No Tomorrow, the flip side of their fantabulous Down in the Alley. Unfortunately, that song, and every single since mid-1956, failed to chart for the group. In June of 1957, The Clovers' manager, Lou Kreffitz, started his own record label called Poplar Records. As soon as the Clovers' contract with Atlantic was up, Kreffitz would take the Clovers over to his new Poplar label. But Atlantic still had one Clovers single left in them, and it was drawn from their very last session for the label, held on July 26, 1957. Wishing for Your Love, featuring Buddy Bailey on lead, backed with All About You, featuring Billy Mitchell on lead. Atlantic issued their final single in January of 1958. And here it is on the Juke in the Back, as we feature every A and B side from every single release made by the Clovers from 1950 through 1958. I've been doing this over three programs. This is the third and final installment. Here's the Clovers' last single for Atlantic, and Wishing for Your Love.
Starlight, star bright, I wish I might have a wish, I wish tonight.
Oh, I am wishing, and I am longing, yearning for your kiss. Wishing and praying and longing for that heavenly bliss. Yes, I am hoping, hoping that one day I'll be blessed when you say I'm your only happiness. Wishing, wishing, wishing is all I do. Waiting, waiting, waiting in vain for you. If you'll only say you're mine and make all my dreams come true, I'll be completely forever yours. I'll pray that someday you'll say what I long to hear, my dear. So I'll keep waiting and wishing for your
help me quick. I'm lost in blue. I'm feeling sick. Trembling in my shoes. I'm double up, bent over, knocked out about you. All in a daze, baby. Can't live without you. Heart flapping, mouth gapping, lips yapping, all about you. I see you there, you pass me by, I stop and stare, giving you the eye. I'm doubled up and over, knocked out about you. All in a daze, baby, can't live without you. Heart's flapping, mouth's gapping, lips yapping, all about you. This love you'll see, and you'll devote all your life to me. I'm double love bent over, knocked out about you. All in a daze, baby, can't live without you. Heart's flapping, mouth's gapping, lips yapping, all about you. Well, I'm so flipped, I'm gone. I'm dizzy, very last word. I only hope this love you'll see and you'll devote all your life to me. I'm doubled up and over, not doubt about you all in the days, baby. Can't live without you. Hearts flapping, mouths gapping, lips gapping, all about you.
Tales they told of her and someone new. The gossip wheel keeps spinning all the time. The gossip wheel can pick your heart and break your heart like so true. I left my darling weeping the way a fool would do. So hear my words, young lovers, now wherever you may be. Trust your love, don't lose your dream like me. The gossip wheel keeps spinning all the time. The gossip wheel can take your heart and break your heart like
The Gossip Wheel by The Clovers, their first of two singles for their manager Lou Kreffit's Poplar label. Before that, we heard their final single for Atlantic Records, All About You, backed with Wishing for Your Love, a song that was also recorded by the Vox Poppers. And unfortunately for The Clovers, the public went out and bought the Vox Poppers version. Okay, so their final Atlantic single came out in January of 58, and their first single for the Poplar label came out in June of 58. The formal announcement that Kreffit's had moved the Clovers to his Poplar label came out in May. In early 1959, Lou Kreffit sold his entire Poplar Records catalog to United Artists. So now the Clovers were on UA, and in May of 59, UA released their first single, That Old Black Magic, backed with Rock and Roll Tango. On June 8, 1959, the Clovers hooked up with Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller for their first recording session for United Artists. They recorded Lieber and Stoller's Love Potion No. 9, which UA released in July of 59, where it topped out at number 23 on both the pop and R&B charts. It would be the Clovers' last charting record, and their first charting record since 1956. But unfortunately, there was no strong follow-up hit, even though most of the Clovers' UA recordings are very good. Pretty soon the group fell apart, with Matthew McWhater being the first to leave, moving to Dallas. Harold Lucas and Billy Mitchell tried to carry on, forming a new Clovers group and cutting a few sides for Atlantic in 1961. They continued to record for a couple of more labels throughout the early to mid-1960s, but nothing really came of that material. The original surviving members of the Clovers got together and sang for one last time in 1988. It was a show for the Rhythm and Blues Foundation held in Austin, Texas. And Buddy Bailey, Billy Mitchell, Matthew McWhater, Harold Lucas, and Harold Winley sang together for the first time in 25 years. Unfortunately, Buddy Bailey died in early 1994. Billy Mitchell died at the end of 2002 at age 71. The Clovers have been inducted into the Doo-Wop Hall of Fame, the Vocal Group Hall of Fame, the United in Group Harmony Hall of Fame, and have received the Pioneer Award from the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. But it's tragic that the Clovers are still not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, since they were such an influential and popular group leading up to the birth of rock and roll. They should certainly go into the hall as an early influence. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed these last three programs chronicling every single released by the Clovers from 1950 through mid-1958. I couldn't have done it without the research help of Marv Goldberg and his Rhythm and Blues notebooks. Thanks a bunch, Marv. I owe you one. Remember, until we meet again, soul, it's a feeling. Get that feeling each week on your source for 1940s and 50s R&B. This is the Juke in the Back. I only have time for one more song, so let's flip over the Gossip Wheel, their first of two singles for the Poplar label. We're going to close it down with a tune that features Billy Mitchell on lead. Here's Please Come On to Me. Thanks for joining me, cats and kittens, and I'll catch y'all on that flip side. Goodbye, everybody.
When other arms don't give you bliss, to kiss again, to love again, please come on to me, please come to me. When darkness brings you loneliness, come let me give you oh, some happiness, to kiss again, to love again. Please come to me. Don't be afraid to let me know when things go wrong, oh, with you. I need you so. Without you, what can I do? Oh, 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 please come to me. When misery brings you loneliness, there's still a chance over you and I to kiss again, to love again. Come on to me. Oh, baby, please, baby. Whoa, baby, come to me.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.